Hello.
Mr. President,
yeah.
Secretary Rod just asking for you to care to take it now?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, I'm Serge. Yeah, I didn't know you were. I want to talk to Mike Mansfield this morning.
Oh, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It's at 11:30. I just wanted
to... You're coming to the meeting at 4:32, are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I just wonder if it looks as if there's any hope of doing anything. I doubt it very much. I think he's committed on the phone.
Yeah.
He was sort of embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Obviously didn't want to see me.
Yeah. No.
If it looked as if it would be useful at all, would you be willing to have him for breakfast some morning? Maybe two of us?
Oh, sure. I tell you, the problem I think you've got with him, Bill, is that basically, as far as we're concerned, you know, there just isn't any compromise on it. We can't, and that's what he'll want to do. Well, if he want to do anything, he'll want to do that. And we can't go at this point with our own people, now standing up, but we can't do that.
Oh, no.
On the other hand, if he wants to delay or something, but he's going to be beaten, and he's going to be, and this time, you see, we're really lining up all these people, and I hate to do it to him, it's really.
Well, my point
is, of course I will see him.
Well, I don't want to die, but I just want to be sure if he's all right with you. My discussion will be as follows. I'll say to him, Mike, this is going to be very detrimental to our foreign affairs all over the world.
Sure.
I've got telegrams in this morning from all over the world. It'll be destabilizing.
Is that true?
Sure.
Good. It's nice that you can tell the truth.
Herb Brownell used to say that's an added advantage.
Okay.
Say to him that obviously a matter of this gravity should be considered.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to testify, and then I'm prepared to testify and come up in 2-3 weeks, and we'll have a full go-around on it. But not to do it this way. In other words, I won't ask him to compromise, and I'll just say this is the wrong way to do it on a matter of this gravity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he can...
And to have hearings, you mean, or something of that sort?
Yeah, well, nobody wants hearings on it.
Well, God, if you have hearings, it's going to be... Yeah, that's right. Well, then, you see... The other thing we have to realize is this is not a new position for him. He used to take this position when Johnson was here and Kennedy was here. He's always been for bringing home half the troops from Europe.
Sure, yeah.
So I think that's the real problem we've got. I frankly think it's good to see him, and I think, but I would not press too hard on it, figuring that if we can just keep his criticism, when you know how he's been rather muted and decent in his criticism.
That's right.
On other issues, like about the only thing he supports us on is China, because he wants to go. But that's
that's been pretty good.
No, but I mean,
pretty good to you personally too.
No, but I meant from the stand. That's what I meant. He agrees with us on China. The other things he disagrees, but he's decent about it.
That's right.
He's the most decent guy up there, and therefore I think the real thrust that you ought to take is I'd sort of say this. Look, as he knows that the president feels very appreciative of the fact that despite differences, we've kept it on the right basis. That in this case, you want him to know that we just got to fight for this because you're going to NATO. We've got our whole foreign policy at stake. It will not be personal. We feel that, but we have to do it because it's a matter of the highest foreign policy deal. Sort of along those lines,
right.
And then let him come to any conclusion he wants.
Right.
But I think he's got to know that he's in for a real fight on this, and because it will not be personal on our part, but we have to go all out.
I'm surprised he did it on a political basis too. He had a Democratic caucus on it.
Yeah,
it's quite contrary to everything we've ever done.
A Democratic caucus. Yeah. After all, when you think of how very nice we were on the Marshall Plan and NATO and all that, hell, when we controlled the plane.
Right.
Well, all right.
Well,
it's all right. He's been all right. I personally think this. I think he's going to go on this in any event. It's a matter of principle with him. He believes it. See, the Mansfield Amendment came up. I remember even in '66 when I was out of office, he put up that damned amendment. He didn't. He only got about. He always got 25 to 30 votes in the Senate.
Yeah.
And now he'll get about 38 to 40.
Yeah.
Maybe 44. But he'll lose.
Right. Well, I'm going to try to see Stennis too and some of the others.
And with Stennis, I just think the main thing with him, Stennis is, of course, for it, but he's a compromiser. And I'd simply say there just really isn't any way we can. And that this is a matter, basically, which you know very well, is it has to be negotiated with our allies and with our enemies.
Yeah.
We can't do it on the Senate floor.
Right.
And it's if there was, I mean, we say that about ABM. God, it's 10 times as true here.
Well, not only that, Mr. President, but we're making progress with the Soviet Union. They've agreed now to talk about mutual and balanced force reduction.
Well, not only are we making progress with them, but I think we should also say that in NATO we're making progress. They're upgrading their forces.
Right.
You know, we're talking about our numbers, but it's going to take take some time. But it's a matter, here is one matter where our goal is the same, but we simply have to negotiate with our allies and with our opponents, and we can't have our negotiating card taken away from us by the Senate.
Right. I think I'll try at some time to get the Republican senators down here that are against us and talk to them. I don't understand why they're doing this.
How many of them are there?
Quite a few.
Yeah, the 12 to 14.
Yeah, perhaps. Something like that. I've got a list here.
Well, we're going to work them over. We got to.
Well, okay. I'll keep Henry advised of how.
Well, 4:30 today. I'm just going to. If we could get every former, you know, Secretary of State and so forth and so on, President to come up.
Is
this
Dean Rusk coming?
I'm going to see whether he can come. I think we're going to invite him if he can come. He's in Georgia, of course.
Yeah.
But
I talked to him.
He's an awful nice guy.
Right.
Yeah. Atchison will be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's any help, but I guess he has.
Well, on NATO, he's be a help. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.